Even before the founding of the United States, North America was filled with people speaking diverse languages, perhaps about 2,000 Native American tongues. According to some language specialists, the first European settlers to the land that would later become the United States arrived from Spain in the late 15th century. Then, during the 16th and 17th centuries, European immigrants from other countries increased in number, ultimately displacing the Native Americans. The Spanish, English, French, and Dutch languages began to be dominant in America. A colonial American living in a big city like Boston or New Orleans might have heard as many as 20 different languages commonly spoken in daily life as a result of the interactions among European, African, and Native American inhabitants. But sometimes new immigrants chose to live near others who spoke the same language, and so did not interact with speakers of other languages. For example, large numbers of Germans settled in Pennsylvania, and the Dutch communities were established in the state of New York. Overall, though, the majority of settlers came from English-speaking countries, and so English became the dominant language of the New World. Although American English was dominant by the time of the American Revolution, the founders of the United States never identified it as the nation's official language, in spite of several different opportunities to do so. In 1780, John Adams proposed that the Continental Congress establish an official academy to standardize American English and control language usage in the United States. The Congress rejected his proposal as being undemocratic. During this period, language usage was judged to be a matter of personal choice rather than an issue for national policy. Recognizing this individual language usage, the government printed official documents in German and French, as well as in English. During the 18th and 19th centuries, the federal government generally continued a policy of neutrality and acceptance toward a variety of European languages being used in the United States. Local schools used the native language appropriate to their local populations, rather than being required to use English. States also met the needs of their various residents by printing official documents in a wide range of languages, such as Welsh, Czech, and Norwegian, in addition to the more widely used Spanish, French, and German. According to data from the 1890 U.S. Census, 3.62% of the entire United States population didn't speak English, and in some geographical areas, the percentage was much higher. In New Mexico, for example, non-English speakers comprised over 65% of the population.